Oreos seem a very popular choice, don't they? Well, my favourite biscuit, I'm glad I went all the way to the back. My favourite biscuit, Jenny, is Jammy Dodgers as well. I'm going to put this microphone back so that I can hold on to my Jammy Dodgers. Now, the thing about Jammy Dodgers, which makes them probably one of the most marvellous things in all of the Lord's creation, is something that stops them just from being a dodger and makes them a Jammy Dodger. What makes a Jammy Dodger a Jammy Dodger? Shout it out together. Jam. There's jam. There's jam. We need jam if we're going to make...
I've got jam.
Steph's got some jam. Steph's got some jam. That's good. That's good. Let's see. So we've got
I've got jam.
We've got some jam. But you know...
drop my microphone.
Does jam... Well, Jammy Dodgers don't just grow on trees. People have got to make them. And they need jam if they're going to make Jammy Dodgers. Otherwise, they end up with Dodgers, which is a terrible substitute. So they need jam.
Yeah.
But does jam just grow on trees? Or do we need something to make jam? What do we need to make jam? What do we need? Strawberries.
I've got strawberries.
Strawberries. You've got strawberries, Steph. This is going well so far.
I've got strawberries.
You've got strawberries.
I've got strawberries.
So we've got strawberries. And do you know, strawberries, they don't grow on trees, but they do grow. But a farmer needs to grow them. He needs to prepare the soil, plant the strawberries, water the strawberries, look after the strawberries. And then you've got some at home. Fantastic. You've been growing, so you know about growing strawberries. Yeah. And he grows them too. You can grow them in your garden, you're right, you can. And you help him. Well, that's the important bit. We have to pick them off the plant, don't we, to turn them into jam. But do you need anything else for jam? Does anyone know what else you need to make jam?
You need sugar.
Very true.
I got sugar.
You got sugar, Steph. You got sugar. Oh, it's good. This is good. But does sugar just grow in packets like that? Or... does anyone know how does sugar grow? What does sugar cane. You've got sugar cane. Wow, Steph. Look at that. Sugar cane. Sugar grows on canes like this. And a farmer, again, has to grow the sugar canes, chop the sugar canes, process the sugar canes. Sugar canes don't grow in this country. They grow in hot countries far away from here. And when we need them, they get shipped. The sugar gets shipped to us across the world. So it's quite amazing. There's lots of farmers involved with making the sugar and the strawberries, and that makes the jam, which makes the jam into a Jammy Dodger. But you can't just put jam on air, can you, to make a Jammy Dodger? That's just the jam bit. What else do we need? Let's have a look at a Jammy Dodger. What else do we need to make a Jammy Dodger? We need a something else. What's the other bit of it?
Well,
what's this? We do need the saucepan. We don't have that.
Yeah.
But what other bit do we need? We need the jam in the middle, but what else? Yes, the biscuit bit. And do you know what we need to make a biscuit? Do biscuits grow on trees?
No.
They don't grow on trees. Well, they sort of do, don't they? Because we need some ingredients to make a biscuit. What do we need for an ingredients to make a biscuit? Any ideas, Maddie? Flour.
I've got flour.
Steph's got flour. She's very prepared this morning. Steph's got flour. Does flour just grow...
organic flour.
Organic flour, very nice. Does organic flour just grow in packets like this?
Yeah!
It grows not quite like that, does it? How does it grow? Does anybody know? Does anybody know? What, Ruth? Oh, the combine harvester needs to bring in the wheat. You're right, the wheat. You've got wheat, Steph. Oh, gosh, you've got wheat.
Look,
Steph's very prepared.
I've got wheat.
Look at that. So we gather in the grains and we grind them up.
And make the flour.
And we make the flour, which we turn into the biscuit. But we need some other ingredients for the biscuit. Anybody know what else goes into the biscuit? Yes. Butter.
I haven't got butter.
Have you not?
No, but I have got something that makes butter.
You might have butter, Steph.
Oh, I've got butter.
You might have butter.
Oh, I've got butter, sorry.
You might have.
I've got butter.
There you go.
I've got butter.
There you go. You had butter.
I was a bit worried about that. Sorry.
Well,
organic butter.
Organic butter as well. Look at that. Does butter just come in packets like this?
Yes.
Where does butter come from?
Butter.
Does anyone know?
Trees.
Not trees this time. You don't milk a tree to get butter. What do you milk? Lenny. A cow.
I've got a cow.
And what do you get from the cow? Have you got a cow?
No. I haven't got a cow.
She hasn't got a cow.
No.
But what do you have? What do you have to get from the cow to make the butter? To make milk.
I've got milk.
You're right,
you've
got milk. Well, that's lucky, isn't it?
I couldn't get the cow in the church today.
You couldn't get this. Oh, well.
So I brought the milk.
We'll just have to have the milk as well.
Grazed milk.
And what do cows need to eat to make milk? Does anybody know? Grass. You're right. Now, we've thought a lot about biscuits and we thought a lot about jam and we thought a lot about the people who are involved and the processes and the machines that all go into creating this most marvellous creation of all, the Jammy Dodger. But there are people at the end who put the biscuit and the jam together, geniuses who put biscuits and jam together. God himself gave, I'm sure, the idea to those people, inspired as it was, to put those things together. There is somebody that we haven't mentioned who's involved in making all of these. It's not just people and machines, is it? Because although the farmer plants the strawberries and harvests them and waters them, who makes them grow? Who makes them grow? God makes them grow. And although the farmer plants the sugar cane and waters it and harvests it and ships it here, who makes it grow?
Me.
Who makes it grow?
God.
God makes it grow. You're right. And even though the farmer plants the wheat, it's God who makes it grow. And God makes the grass grow that the cows eat that they turn into milk at the end. Now, all of those things come together to make the Jammy Dodger, but they all begin with God and his goodness to us, making the sun shine, the rain, all of those things which go to making things grow and turning them into Jammy Dodgers. Now, what does God want us to do when we have a Jammy Dodger? Do we want to just have it here in a packet, admire it, and leave it on a shelf? You're right, Jammy Dodgers are for eating. So the first thing that we need to remember is that we are to enjoy the good things that God gives us. We're supposed to enjoy them. We don't just look at Jammy Dodgers and think how marvellous they are. We eat them and we enjoy them. When we're enjoying the good things that God gives us, there's a second thing he wants us to do. He wants us to say something to him. Does anybody know what we should say when we've enjoyed something that someone has given us? What should we say?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're right. So God wants us to enjoy the good things that he's given us, to say thank you to him for them, and one more thing. Now, I've got one packet of Jammy Dodgers here, but I've got a little admission to make to you, because Jammy Dodgers are my favourite biscuits. When I went to get these, they only had a few in the shops. And I was a bit worried, because they're my favourite biscuit, I was a bit worried, because this was how many they had in the shops, and I thought, what if I can't get any Jammy Dodgers tomorrow in the shops? What if? So I just was a bit concerned, since they're my favourite, so I thought I'd buy all the Jammy Dodgers that were in the shop, and keep them for myself, because...
the right thing to do.
Well, I told you at the beginning, Steph, that they're my favourite biscuits.
Yeah, but
and these were the only ones they had in the shop. So if I don't keep them, then, I might not have enough, to...
Anybody know what God also wants us to do with the things that we have? Flora? You might eat them all. So what would God like us to do instead of eating them all?
Shall I eat them all?
Share.
Shall I eat all of these? Share them?
It's just a share, Patrick.
Are you sure about
yes.
that?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because this seems like, it's quite a good haul of Jammy
Dodgers.
I think
God will provide you with plenty of Jammy
Dodgers. You think if I share these Jammy Dodgers with others, then maybe they'll be... Well, I'll get to enjoy... I suppose I could keep one and enjoy it myself, could
yes,
I?
Yes, you can
but
have
But maybe
one.
I could share them out. Do you think maybe if I put these over here... We could hand out a few. So maybe Steph, I think maybe I could share a Jammy Dodger with you.
Oh, thanks, Patrick. It's not my favourite biscuit, but thank you.
It'll do. I know someone whose favourite it is.
Ooh.
I do know someone whose favourite it is. Jenny. Jenny. A Jammy Dodger for Jenny. Does anyone else like a Jammy Dodger? Oh, do you know, children. What I might do is I might give them to grown-ups just because of allergies. But at the end of the service, there's good news because there is enough Jammy Dodgers for us all to share. I know the allergies of a few children, so it's okay. Where there will be some who can have them in here. Are there any allergies before we hand them out? Here we are, let's see. So when we share them, do you know the most marvellous thing about sharing is that unlike in maths, when you share in maths, in divide things, you have less of it, don't you? But actually, when you share the good things that you've been given, you actually multiply the joy.
So everybody who
we're giving a Jammy Dodger to actually is given a smile. Oh, it does. It says JD. It says Jasper's initials on. Everybody who's got a Jammy Dodger has got a smile as well. So we're multiplying the joy by sharing. So first of all, I could have enjoyed them all by myself. I would have been quite happy. But do you know, sharing multiplies joy rather than divides it. So God wants us to enjoy it. He wants us to say thank you. Would you like one? She doesn't want one. You do. He wants us to enjoy, he wants us to say thank you to him, and he wants us to share the good things that we've been given. Does anyone else want a Jammy Dodger? Fee, there you are. Do you know, I haven't got one for myself, but I'm about to sing a song, so I might save it. Thank you, Steph. Thank you, Steph. There will be, you might be pleased to know, if you haven't already had a Jammy Dodger, there will be a mountain of Jammy Dodgers to share after the service in the vestibule together. I wish there was, Maddie, but they're all regular-sized Jammy Dodgers. Shall we say thank you to God for his goodness in providing us with all the things which go together to make Jammy Dodgers, which we can enjoy, which we can be thankful to God for, and which we can share together. So let's just say a quick prayer, and then we're going to sing a song together. Father God, thank you that you are the one who makes the sunshine, who makes the rain come, who gives us soil to grow things in, which mean that we can make these wonderful creations, like things like Jammy Dodgers, that we can enjoy your blessings through. Thank you that you do just give us so many wonderful blessings through your creation. And we want to give you thanks for your goodness to us. And we ask that you would help us to grow in gratitude and in generosity as we recognise your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.